And let's head to Africa now, where 1 million coronavirus test kits are expected to be distributed starting this week. There's also some good news about several countries flattening the curve there. Joining us now from Nairobi is NPR's Eder Peralta. And Eder, how quickly are the number of cases rising across the continent?
So far, the continent has diagnosed more than 21,000 cases and more than 1,000 people have died. The WHO says that in the past week, those cases have increased by 51% and deaths by 60%. So it appears that this pandemic is accelerating here on the continent.
Yeah, I mean, the continent is huge. Which countries have managed to flatten the curve?
Ghana is actually relaxing its lockdown today because the president says that the lockdown bought them enough time to locally produce PPE and to be able to test and trace cases aggressively enough that they think they can get a handle on this pandemic. And South Africa last week announced that the lockdown and its super aggressive testing have actually flattened the curve and helped to keep their hospitals from being overwhelmed. But one of the most famous South African epidemiologists told them that this wasn't a victory, instead that this only buys them time.
You know, here in the United States, we've been talking so much about testing. A million test kits, as I mentioned earlier, for the continent, that sounds like a lot. But for a continent with more than a billion people, that really doesn't sound like a lot.
It's not. And just like the U.S., testing is a huge issue here. South Africa, which has tested more than any other country on the continent, they have conducted more than 100,000 tests. But that's very few, less than 2 tests per 1,000 people. The U.S. is conducting about 11 tests per 1,000 people. But unlike the U.S., they already have an infrastructure because they've had to face, you know, the largest HIV/AIDS epidemic in the world. Mm-hmm. And they have contact tracers. They were able to hire 28,000 people to go into the communities. They didn't even have to train these people. So that has sort of put them at a really interesting advantage.
Yeah. You mentioned ventilators. The lack of ventilators is also a problem for the continent as it is here in the United States. According to the World Health Organization, there are fewer than 2,000 working ventilators across 41 countries. 10 other countries don't have any ventilators. Are there any efforts made to address this?
Some. You know, ventilators are being donated, and the World Health Organization has been trying to source them on the open market. But right now, that's challenging because the whole world is trying to buy them. But there's also a huge lack of health workers who are trained to operate these ventilators. So many hospitals here are trying to get up to speed with last-minute trainings.
How do residents where you are feel about the way their leaders are handling this pandemic?
I mean, people here take it serious. I mean, they know the damage that a disease can cause because they've lived through many epidemics. But there's also a really huge economic dimension to this. A lot of people would like to listen to their leaders and socially distance, but the reality is, if they stay home, they won't eat. And in a lot of ways, you can call this a lockdown for the rich because movement has stopped in the rich areas, but poor people have continued to work because they have no other choice.
That's NPR East Africa correspondent Eder Peralta. Eder, thank you so much for joining us, and stay safe.
Thank you, Tanya.